What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. So feel free to call on in. Let us know what you're thinking here today. Apparently, there is a lawsuit alleging that Bayer AG's glyphosate-based Roundup weed killer is causing cancer. Of course, there's already been that one decision in California, huge settlement. The judge rolled it on back. But the lawsuits are really piling on up. Now, a federal judge who's overseeing these lawsuits basically has allowed pieces of controversial evidence that the company wanted to exclude from the upcoming trials. Now, of course, Bayer is denying allegations that glyphosate causes cancer and is saying decades of independent studies have shown the chemical to be safe for human use. Now, one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit, the judge, said that plaintiffs could introduce evidence that Monsanto had attempted to ghostwrite the studies and influence the findings of scientists and regulators during the first phase of the trials on glyphosate. And he said the documents showed the company taking a position on the science or a study is relevant. Now, we've talked before about the fact that science can be bought. We saw that with the global warming scam. And we had a story not too long ago talking about how there are companies that do nothing but write phony scientific papers to push a particular product or attack a competitor's product. And then they'll find some scientist who, in exchange for a grant, will publish the paper under their name. And the result is that a lot of the articles that are in these peer-reviewed journals turn out to be irreproducible. And they have to be basically recalled or retracted. But unfortunately, once they're in that paper journal, it's not like somebody's going around with scissors and cutting the articles out. They're still there. And companies can take the journal and say, see, there's this article here in this journal that says our product is really, really good and perfectly safe. And it's a big money business, and it's polluting science from top to bottom. So I'm glad the judge went along with this because I think, evidence that Monsanto was trying to ghostwrite the favorable scientific articles, I think that is relevant to the proceeding. I think it's very, very relevant. All right, story out of Global Research up in Canada. They do a lot of really good work. Apparently, there's been a study by a Toronto-based consulting and research company that basically looked at the past 50 years of mainstream reporting on Israel and says there is no question. It's been distorted to portray the Jewish state in positive terms while ignoring the plight of the Palestinians under Israeli occupation. Now, this study was based on a computer analysis of 50 years of data and found that major U.S. newspapers have provided consistently skewed pro-Israel reporting on Israel-Palestine. The slanting in news coverage included subtle manipulations, like using word associations favorable to Israel and derogatory to Palestinians, as well as persistent publication of stories praising Israel, while also avoiding reporting anything supportive of the dispossessed Arab points of view. Gee, imagine my shock. The corporate media has been lying to us yet again. And of course, it's what they do. All righty. Getting on in here. Down in Georgia, there is a gentleman who is being praised as a hero after he shot dead a robber who was holding his handgun to the face of a cashier at a dollar store. Apparently, this took place yesterday morning in DeKalb County, about 20 miles from Atlanta. And at least three customers were in the store when the crook pulled his gun on two employees and demanded they empty the cash register. So good for this Georgia man who did that. That's how you take care of business here. Meanwhile, up in Washington State, as you know, they have passed some seriously draconian gun laws. And it's meeting a lot of resistance. Washington State, when we lived there, when Claire and I lived there, the gun laws were very relaxed. You know, it was very loose. Now they've got some of the strictest gun laws in the country. And the sheriffs, the state sheriffs, are saying that they refuse to enforce these new gun laws because they are unconstitutional. Now, the sheriffs are the last line of defense between authoritarianism and freedom, and they're in a unique position. As elected officials, basically nobody has authority over them. Not the judges, not the feds, no one except the people who may or may not choose to re-elect them. So what are these new gun laws in Washington? Well, apparently last November, Washington voters passed a ballot initiative, I-1639. And it says to purchase a semi-automatic rifle, buyers must be over 21, undergo an enhanced background check, must have completed a safety course. I don't have a problem with that one, by the way. I think everybody should go through a gun safety course if they're going to have a gun. And there's a waiting period, 9 days to take possession of their weapon. And apparently a gun owner who doesn't store his or her weapon properly can be prosecuted. So I'm not exactly sure what they mean by properly, whether it's you have to have a gun cabinet or a gun safe or something like that. Anyway, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Over in New York State, they've passed yet another anti-gun bill. It's called the SAFE Act 2.0. It is highly restrictive. And apparently it is so restrictive, it is forbidding people from defending themselves from criminal elements. And so basically outside of an armed resource officer or police officer, there's no way to meet a threat from an armed gunman with equal force. Now, apparently this is impacting a lot of the schools who are thinking about having some kind of an armed respondent there in this age of school shootings. While these schools remain unarmed, they remain the best targets for those looking to do harm or stage a false flag for the gun grabbers. Suppressing the law-abiding, trained, and good people of this world will do nothing to stop the bad. And don't forget, not too long ago, the Department of Justice came on out and said gun laws don't work because the criminals are getting their guns illegally. So all these gun laws are doing are disarming the law-abiding citizen, the good guys. And that means the bad guys basically it's open season. The bad guys can rob and burglarize and rape and kill, and nobody's going to be there to stop them. The average wait time for a 911 call right now is about 18 minutes across the country. The bad guys aren't going to wait that long. They're going to come on in, do what they're going to do, and they're going to skedaddle. So clearly, the government is not thinking in terms of the safety of the American people. They're just concerned about the fact that the American people might be getting a little angry, which, of course, was the main reason for the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not about hunting. It's not about target shooting. Those were given in colonial time. That was considered automatic. There was no need to talk about those. But when they talk about the security of a free state and they talk about a militia, those are military terms. The Second Amendment is about making sure that the people, you, I, Claire, have access to military-capable weapons with which to deter aggression by the government. That's what it's really all about. And that's what the government is trying to take away from you. All right. Over on YouTube, there's a new scam going on, and it's an abuse of YouTube's copyright system. Apparently, scammers are using the platform's three-strike system for extortion. They'll file two false claims against a YouTuber and then contact them demanding cash to avoid the third, which would terminate his channel. So you want to be on the lookout for that. All right, let's talk about human-caused global warming here. It is cold. There is no question about it. It is cold. Record-setting low temperatures all across the Midwest here. Over in Chicago, they have literally had to set the train tracks on fire to keep the trains operating. Temperatures are way below zero. The tracks are contracting. And in order to keep the trains running, they've literally, they're setting fire to the tracks to keep them warm enough for the trains to operate. Remember when the post office used to say, you know, neither rain nor snow nor gloom of night will stay these couriers? Well, no longer. Apparently, it is so cold over there in Chicago. The U.S. Postal Service has suspended mail delivery to a large part of the area. More than 1,500 flights have been canceled from Chicago's airports. And residents are huddling inside. And they're out there saying, it's that polar vortex. It's that polar vortex. Oh, gosh darn, that polar vortex. It proves the world is warming. Yeah, the corporate media is out there still pushing that. This is proof the world is warming. Oh, absolutely. It's proof the world is warming here. Apparently, Chicago hit minus 75 degrees on the wind chill. It's really, really bad. And local governments are issuing warnings to people. Take this very seriously. Stay indoors. Stay warm. Don't think you can walk outside briefly, you know, without adequate protection. You can get frostbite in just mere minutes from how cold this all is out there. So Winter Storm Jaden is underway. It's marching across the Midwest. It's heading toward the south and east. The storm is already responsible for three deaths and well over 1,000 flights canceled. Government offices, schools, and businesses have announced closures in preparation for the storm. So it is very, very nasty out there. Right now, six states in the United States have recorded temperatures lower than the South Pole. Now, this is coming out of AccuWeather.com. It says records are being shattered. Communities are enduring the harshest cold in years as the polar vortex tightens its grip on the Midwestern United States. Apparently, temperatures plummeted 20 below zero Fahrenheit from North Dakota to Northern Illinois just earlier this morning. And biting winds made the extreme cold more life-threatening. Temperatures dropped under 50 below zero. Frostbite can occur in mere minutes on exposed skin in these conditions. So do not take this lightly here. Apparently, one of the deaths was a man found frozen to death in a garage in Milwaukee. The cold has led to widespread school closures, major travel disruptions, and even the suspension of the mail service. Is it the beginning of the new ice age? I think so. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Art off the grid. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, it's interesting you brought up this whole topic about gun laws and such. We have a local talk show host here. I'm not going to give his name because I don't want to embarrass the guy. But just right about, you know, he comes on at 3 o'clock local here. And I listen to him until you come on. And while I was listening to him, he comes out and he's talking about these new gun laws that they want to pass. And he comes out and literally, I'm not kidding you, Mike, he actually said he was willing to sacrifice his rights if it meant X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. And so of course, me, the kind of guy I am, called him up and challenged him on this. And what I told him, I said, basically what you've just told me is you don't have any rights. Because if you're willing to sacrifice your rights, you don't have any rights. And we have to refer to back to the founders, specifically Benjamin Franklin, because you're talking, and I told him this, I said, you're talking about security and the ability to protect your family, and you don't want to have to all this waiting for this and that and the other when you need a gun now. I said, but you talk about sacrificing your rights. You don't have the rights. And I explained to him what the Second Amendment was about, the militia. Who is the militia? How it can, the right to keep and bear arms cannot be infringed. You know, Mike, he couldn't handle when I brought the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, because I specifically mentioned the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, specifically the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights. He hung up on me, Mike. He couldn't take it. This is what we have to do, folks. This is how we shut them down. We call them up every day. We challenge them live on air, and we have to be, as the Democrats like to say, relentless and unwavering.
I agree. I agree. I get very upset when anybody says, I'm willing to give up my rights for blah, 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 blah. Because that's always a slippery road, because you'll give up your rights and you usually don't get anything in exchange for it anyway. And, you know, I refuse to surrender my right to freedom of speech. And I'm going to go on using it as much as possible.
Yep, absolutely. But this is how we do it, folks. We call them live on air. We challenge them live on air. Get out there. Talk to everybody you know. Folks, we are down to the wire now. Look at everything that's happening and how quickly things are changing. We cannot let up. This is it. This is the defining moment here in the United States of America. And if we don't fight, we lose. And I'm here to tell you, folks, I will go to my grave before I lay down for these bastards.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. And I know a lot of people are getting angry right now. And it's very frustrating. You know, as somebody who's my age here and remembering what this country used to be, it's been terrible to see how it's being destroyed, how it's being turned into something very ugly. By this liberal globalist agenda. Again, though, I see that the likelihood of a Soviet Union-style collapse is probably taking down the federal government. That's the most likely thing that's going to happen, I think. I hope it would be certainly best for the nation. It would be best for the world.
Yep, absolutely. And for those of you who want to sacrifice your rights, yeah, you do get something out of it. Thank you, Massa. Can I have another one? That's what you get out of it. Thanks, Mike. And folks, don't give up. Don't give in. Fight back. I'd rather die on my feet than to live on my knees. Have a great one. We'll talk at you again later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jerry in Chicago. And Jerry, I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike, and thank you very much for taking my call. It's been a while since I called into your show. But you had mentioned something in the last 10 minutes about the Chicago weather, and I got to be honest with you. I had to work in Chicago today. It was minus 10 degrees, not including the wind chill. That was the coldest it got all day, all night.
Yeah, but it's that wind chill that really takes it down here. Anyway, Jerry, got to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
Don't regret growing old. it's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Jerry in Chicago. And Jerry, you're very lucky to be where you are, where it's only 10 degrees below zero. Other areas are certainly reporting much lower temperatures than that. And, of course, the wind chill is the big problem.
You know, you're 100% right. And I slipped outside one of the doors of the building I was working in. It was a Chicago public school, and they closed them for today and tomorrow because of the wind chill. And the cold factor, and yeah, I smoke, so I slip outside the door for a cigarette with just a work shirt, a t-shirt, and a long-sleeve t-shirt underneath that, so I didn't wear a jacket or anything else like that. And yeah, you're right, it was cold, but if you stepped out into the sun, it wasn't too bad. I mean, you could stand out there for 5-10 minutes before you realize that, hey, I better get in because it's too cold, but that's not the reason I called. I heard a recording from yesterday. I don't know if it was before the first of the year, but you were talking to a caller that was talking about Waco, Texas, and the Branch Davidians.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you, have you ever seen the video, the YouTube video, of one of the ATF agents climbing up a ladder, and then when he got to the gutter and half of his body above it, he reached for his sidearm in a drop-down holster on his side leg, and he grabbed for his Glock, and I don't know if you don't buy Glocks, but it don't have a safety. The safety is a trigger, but he pulled the trigger and shot himself in the leg.
Yeah, I did see that.
Okay, I haven't looked at that for a few years. I was just wondering if I was the only idiot that ever seen it. But, hey, that's all. This is the type of people that the government is hiring to shell out the law, supposedly, which isn't law. Okay, the Branch Davidians didn't do anything to bother anybody. Either did the guy up at Ruby Ridge.
Yes, Randy Weaver.
Yes, and or the Hammonds or the Bundys or anybody else. You know what? And the same thing is when I'm driving my car down the road and I get pulled over because I have a taillight out and they need to write me a violation. And then they happen to notice I have a crack in my windshield. Well, that's another violation. And these are fines. These aren't warnings for your safety or anything else like that. You pay us, and we are the, I don't know, we're the people, we're the bill collectors, because we can't come out there and honestly say we have a spending habit, and our chief of police and our mayor has just told us through the chain of command that we need to write more tickets.
Yeah, we go through that here in Hawaii.
Well, I believe you do, and I think we do it all over the United States. And you know what? I'm 58 years old, Mike, and I'm ticked off, and I've been ticked off for the last 10 years, but I don't show it. Maybe right now in my voice and everything else like that, yeah, I do. But I tell the cops the same gosh damn thing. You know, for what? And I tell the cops the same thing all the time. I says, listen, not all cops are bad, but all good cops know of at least one bad cop, but they can't turn them in because you guys have a fraternal order of police union.
Yes.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, I have a friend who's a police officer, and I've heard them complain about other officers who are not good, but there's this incredible political pressure to not knock the woodpile over, as it were.
Okay. Well, hey, man, that's all I wanted to say, and God bless you, and Happy New Year, and I hope Clearer is doing much better.
Well, I mean, she's doing a lot better today. That was good news that we got yesterday, and we're very delighted and happy about it, and we celebrated last night. Hopefully she's just going to focus on resting and not doing housework. And let her back start to heal. She's still dealing with the pain. She's trying not to overdo the pain medication. But, you know, this is unfortunately something that we're going to have to live with for the rest of her life.
Well, Yahweh bless, and I've been praying for both you and Claire, and let's get through this, man, and let's shake hands and have a good old party and throw back a few beers or something like that. How's that sound?
Sounds really, really good. Thanks an awful lot there, and we're going to let you go. We've got two more callers waiting on the line, but I'm going to wait until after the commercial break to bring them on here. Getting on back to human-caused global warming, apparently there is this situation up in Minnesota where Xcel Energy is running short of natural gas, and they're literally telling their customers to turn down the thermostat and not try and keep their houses quite so warm during this extreme cold snap here. So, yeah, it's rough over there. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We're going to be back here with a couple of callers on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women, Erica, welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to G in Maryland. Aloha, G. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I had two questions. About a year ago, I moved from West Virginia to Maryland, and one of the requirements to get my driver's license was a birth certificate. So, you know, I went ahead and got my driver's license, but one thing that did caught my attention was they got this thing called the Real ID, and
yeah.
I did a little research on it, and they want certain states to comply by 2020, and some other states, they're giving them a little more time. Well, I asked the lady there about it. She said it's to, like, to see if you're a citizenship or not, but I didn't understand because if they're already asking for your citizenship, your birth certificate for your driver's license, what is this whole Real ID? What is that about? I want to know that. And my second question was, you talk about a Soviet style collapse. If that were to play out like that, the collapse were to play out like that, wouldn't there be some sort of power vacuum? Wouldn't there be certain factions, like corporate factions, trying to like hold
well, definitely
certain parts of the country?
Definitely, there would be. We'd have to, you know, basically we have to take our model from the Russian republics and pull something together. Getting on back to the real ID, it's something I'm surprised they're still out there pushing it, because it does basically have your citizenship on it. And the original idea was to prevent illegals from obtaining employment in this country. And, of course, right now, I'm sure the Democrats are trying to find some way where it's not going to be implemented, or it's not going to be effective. But that was the original idea behind Real ID, was that, you know, you had to have all of this information to confirm that you were born here or you were a legal citizen of this country, and you would have, you know, this Real ID card, and it has a lot of information about you on it. But again, it's flying right in the face of the open borders and unlimited immigration people. So I think come 2020, there's probably going to be a bit of an argument about it.
So there's no agenda that the government is trying to do with that. It's just, that's what pretty much it's about now.
That's pretty much what it's all about, is it is an ID that includes your citizenship.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. Have a great show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to James in South Carolina. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I've been listening to you and some other people talk about, you know, how disappointed everyone is in Trump. Well, I'm kind of disappointed, too. However, I don't see that there's an alternative in coming up. If you vote for any Democrat, it will be a terrible thing. I don't know but one Republican that I know of right now, and that's Rand Paul. Now, why would, you know, just on principle, why would you vote against Trump just on principle and have him defeated and have a Democrat put in? When I voted for Trump this past time for the first time since 1976. From there on, I voted for the Libertarian. And I thought the country was going to hell in a handbasket, and I thought I'd waste my vote if I went for the Libertarian. And apparently the Libertarians were bought off anyway, but so I voted for Trump. I voted because I thought the country was in trouble, and I could not see Hillary Clinton putting in the next four Supreme Court justices. And I said to myself, if Trump does nothing else, if he sits there and does nothing else, and he puts in halfway decent Supreme Court justices, that justifies his whole existence. And I still believe that. And if you don't vote for Trump, you have to find somebody better than Trump. And I don't see why someone would just sit on the sidelines because they don't like a lot of things Trump's done and get something worse than Trump. I don't think that's appropriate. What say you?
Well, first of all, I think at this point, sensing that there may be an opportunity, I'm expecting a lot of Republicans to leap into the primaries for 2020, and that Donald Trump is going to face a primary challenge to his presidency, and we'll just see, you know, what the field is going to be. It could even be Rand Paul. But at this particular point, the only way that I would support Donald Trump in 2020 is if Hillary ran again, which apparently she's thinking of doing.
You would vote for a known Democrat over Donald Trump?
No. I said the only way I would support Donald Trump is if Hillary Clinton ran again. I would oppose her, just like I did in 2016.
Well, would say if Kamala Harris ran, would you vote for her?
No, I don't think so. I would tend to vote the Republican ticket, but again, I'm not convinced that Trump will even be the nominee. Not the way things are going.
Well, as I say, if he hasn't done anything but nominate halfway decent Supreme Court justices, I think it's worth it. And I'll say the same thing again: if he has a chance to nominate Supreme Court justices, we ought to put him in. Okay, Mike.
Well, my expectation level was a little bit higher than yours, because. You know, he campaigned on pulling us out of these wars. Now he's starting a new one in Venezuela. He campaigned on vaccine safety. that's pretty much gone away. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is doing an excellent job trying to deal with that. It's getting no coverage or support from the corporate media. Trump disbanded his Election Integrity Commission. That's gone nowhere. And we saw in the midterms that our election system is still as crooked as a dog's hind leg. And of course, he caved on the wall here. So, you know, Trump is not impressing me as a president. What can I tell you?
Well, I'm very disappointed, too. But who do you know that would be better? Who can you point to right now? I think Rand Paul would. But who do you know of the people that are known that would be better than Trump?
Well, ask me toward the end of next year, because I'll be taking a look at the field out there. Rand Paul, yeah, I could see Rand Paul being a good choice out there. Apparently, Bernie Sanders is going to step back in, and
you would vote for Bernie Sanders.
Say again?
You would vote for Bernie Sanders?
I think if Bernie Sanders had won the primary in 2016, I might have voted for him.
Well, that surprises me. He's an out and out socialist, and I can't see anyone backing a socialist. I mean,
I'm an old fashioned capitalist, but we're in an era right now where we're being forced to choose between fascism and socialism, and of the two, I'm going to go with socialism.
Well, is there not some way that maybe people of like minds, like the people that listen to your show, could reach out to Trump and say, hey, man, we got backing. We'll help you. We'll do something. God knows what it is. I don't know. But is there not some way that people could stand up and say, look, we know your heart's in the right place, whether you're having trouble or not, but we'll help you do so and so and so and so. Is that not possible?
Well, it's certainly possible. Trump reaches out to a lot of people through his Twitter account. And apparently he does read some of the tweets that are posted in reply. But I'm sorry, Trump has failed to measure up. He showed himself to be a very weak leader, and I'm certainly glad about the conservative Supreme Court justices that we're likely to get over the next 2 years. But in terms of all the other areas, in terms of his achievements, and I know he's been under constant attack by his political enemies, but I would have to say overall, I'm very disappointed in him, and I'm looking for another option come 2020.
Well, I don't see one with the exception of Rand Paul. I don't see it. And as I say, I had been a libertarian. I'm still a libertarian, but I voted for Trump only because I was afraid that Hillary Clinton would get in. Okay, Michael.
Yeah.
I enjoy your show. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open now. Getting on back to human-caused global warming. Story coming on out of SOTT.net. Ice Age Farmer Report, Fatal Cold Incoming. And they're basically, the gist of this article is, it is so cold, it's damaging the food crops, and there may be some serious food shortages going into the spring here. And I notice this article is actually using the phrase the grand solar minimum, which is exactly what we're dealing with here, the grand solar minimum. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. James in Ohio, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. As far as your conversation with the previous caller about Trump, one problem with a cult of personality, which this, you know, the Trump thing definitely is when it comes to replacing them, you know, it's rather difficult. People are all invested. It's kind of like having new video platforms. Everybody's acclimated to YouTube very severely, might say addicted. And the other thing is, yeah, he's the lesser of two evils, but we also have to keep in mind that this lesser of two evils thing is exactly how we got right where we are now. I think I remember Glenn Beck. He was either talking about Romney or McCain. He said, "I know how you feel." He said, "You've got one sandwich that's all crap, and you've got one sandwich that's half crap, and you have to choose between one or the other." You know, we need to start being opportunists. And I think I'm saying this as a member of the alt-right, I think we need to hammer out a platform with the saner part of the left. They have some, if you watch Jimmy Dore, for instance, I mean, he hits the Democrats just as hard on things like being warmongers as much as he hits the Republicans. And you have to keep in mind that people who have strong beliefs, most of them have those beliefs not because they want to do evil, but because they want to do good. So we should be able to hammer out something that we can work with the saner parts of the left on. Even the Muslims have one good idea. They don't lend money for interest unless you're a globalist-funded jihadist, militia. So, but I think we need to take a step back and look where we're going to be in 5 years, 10, 20. And I know it's awful fun to fight with the left, but basically it brings to mind various robber barons and financiers have been, the quote's been attributed to them, that they could pay half their workers to kill the other half. Well, the people that run this world could pay half the world to kill the other half. So instead of fighting each other, we need to start doing something actually new, because the old ways are not going to work. And that's about all I have to say right now.
Yeah. No, the problem is that in dealing with the left, or at least in dealing with the visible left, the left that we see in the corporate media, they don't want to get together with anybody. They want to basically, they want confrontation. They're basically looking to fight.
I'm talking about people like the Bernie supporters. You remember, you might recall when Trump got the nomination and then Sanders was screwed out of it, I said Trump should offer Sanders the VP slot, because, and what I was thinking was, after the election, he could have made him some kind of a czar and let him institute his policies in a limited way where he was overwhelmingly popular. But that could have been the biggest landslide in all history of elections, and it would have opened a dialogue between the right and the left. I know their economics and their social policies are crazy, but nevertheless, we do need, if we continue like we are, putting all our eggs in one basket, Trump, then we're going to lose everything. And so we do need to be creative and opportunistic, just like our overlords are. And I'll say there, that's all I have to say.
All right. Well, James, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. And the phone lines are open again. Getting on back to human-caused global warming. And the corporate media is still pushing this. They're still pushing it. Popular Science was out there with a banner headline, "Record cold temperatures don't mean the planet isn't warming." Now, I'm sorry, but yeah, we're getting cooler. We are going into the grand solar minimum. The ice volume in the Arctic is at a record high. By what metric does Popular Science think that the planet is warming? See, the problem is, back in the 1990s, when the Earth actually was getting warmer, everybody hopped on board. Al Gore got his people out there. We're going to make lots of money on carbon credits. And they invested a lot of money in scientists to prove human-caused global warming. And the corporate media got enlisted to push the propaganda. And now a lot of them are stuck. I mean, the corporate media is very concerned about its current reputation. People don't trust the corporate media. And they were up to their neck in this human-caused global warming. And so I imagine that's probably the reason why they're out there saying, oh, no, the world is still warming. Really, we wouldn't lie to you. They don't want to admit that it was all just a huge, huge fraud, which is exactly what it was. It was a giant fraud. First of all, climate always changes, always has, always will. The human contribution to climate is microscopic. climate is dominated by that giant ball of fusing hydrogen gas up in the sky, and right now it's in a quiet phase. So this is going to be a rough, rough winter. In fact, they're saying that this current chill, this current vortex, could last another 8 weeks. So it's a serious situation. All right, we're coming up here on our last commercial break. We're going to take a break for some commercials here. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today on this Wednesday, hump day, middle of the weekday here. We're talking about human-caused global warming. And apparently over at WDIO, they're talking about how there's a near record cold expected across the Northland Thursday morning. And they're equating it to some of the cold snaps they've had in the past, including 1996. But they're saying it's going to be record-setting temperatures, coldest all-time lows here. Over in Chicago, they're predicting the temperatures are going to plunge to minus 23 degrees. So that's really cold here. Now, as I mentioned before, Arctic sea ice volume right now is the highest of the past decade. And there are only about 90 days a year where ice can melt near the pole. Summer temperatures near the pole have been consistently below normal for the last 20 years. In Antarctica, it's the hottest month of the year. It's their summer. Temperatures down there are below freezing across the entire continent, which means no ice can melt there either. And again, you look at all of this hard information, and then you look at the corporate media like Popular Science, which are out there, still trying to sell you the Kool-Aid. The world is warming, and it's your fault, and you've got to pay carbon taxes, and you've got to let a global environmental authority tell you how to live your life. You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was out there saying, we only have 12 years left. Good reason to party. Got 12 years to go. Let's throw a party. And, you know, quoting the Bible to justify her claims. And it's all about getting money from you. It's all about an excuse to control your life. It's all about pushing the globalist agenda. We've got to take care of the globe. We've got to, you know, make sure the environment is safe. Well, you know, right now, I think the environment is being seriously messed up by all this war all over the planet. I mean, if you really look at it, there's a huge amount of damage being done to planet Earth, especially with these depleted uranium weapons. And nobody talks about that. You know, they're talking about, you know, our plastic bags and, ooh, those are bad. You shouldn't have those in the water, which you shouldn't, let's be honest. But they don't talk about the environmental damage that is coming from the military machine. And that is some serious environmental damage. It's all about guilting you out of money for carbon taxes or to pay for the bags in the supermarkets. I don't know if you have that where you are right now, but here in Hawaii, we have to pay for the bags at the shopping centers, at the supermarkets, 15 cents each. Or bring our own. It's supposed to encourage us to bring our own. I always forget. But it's all about the money, and it's all about control. And it is one of the biggest frauds perpetrated on the human race. Anybody who says there's no such thing as a wide-ranging conspiracy to defraud the people, there's one right there. It's called human-caused global warming. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do Jim Goddard up there in Vancouver. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And please donate to RBN. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. Share everything that you learn here with everybody else. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.